we will get to our weekly home maintenance how-to. About a little maintenance on the garbage disposal, but we've got a line of callers first, and we're going to get to them right now, starting with Mary Ann in Phoenix. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes, good morning. I am calling because my husband and I just bought our first house, and we have this double door situation that leads outside, and there is what looks to be like a set of blinds inside the window pane, and you can use a magnetic piece to move them up and down and to open them and close them. The problem is we didn't realize that when we bought the house, we thought it would be an easy fix because somebody moved the blinds up and now they're stuck in a position and we can't move them down. And everything is like the windows are sealed or the blinds are sealed within the window in the door. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Mary Ann, when you look at the handle on the door, does it have a brand name on it?
No, I don't see one.
Well, Pella Windows was the company that first came out with this. But, of course, a lot of manufacturers saw how great an idea it was and did their version of copying it.
And I don't think Pella would have a magnet. You can actually pull open the pane of glass and get to the best thing I can say is Bailey's Blind Repair. They've got a location in Gilbert, one in Mesa. Yeah. If it's fixable, Bailey's is going to be able to fix it for you. Because this, I'm guessing we're way out of warranty on this window, and a retrofit application from Bailey's is going to be your cheapest solution if one exists.
Bailey's? Okay, thank you so much.
Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, named after his daughter. Bailey's Blind Repair.
Rosie certified.
From there, we'll go to Patty in Surprise and see how we can help her on this Saturday morning. Wants to talk water treatment. All right.
Yes. My question is, we're thinking about putting a water softening system in because I can't stand it that my dishwasher detergent doesn't melt. I can't use powder detergent. And when we went to look at them, we saw that they sell these blast systems that are magnetized. That's supposed to break down the calcium and which is better or which works better?
Well, Patty, when it comes to treating your water with magnets, I've never found one of those that has any independent third party testing and support that it really works. It changes the structure of the water within the coil of the electric magnet. But once the water passes that magnet and gets into your house, it reverts right back to what it was. And I've never found a magnetic system that had the independent testing to prove to me it really works, except in huge industrial applications where the water flow is on constantly. But if we pass water through a little bitty tiny magnet coming into your house, and then we leave for the grocery store, and the water's sitting in our pipes for 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours before you go back and turn it back on, it's right back to the condition it was before it went through the magnet. So I'm not a believer in any magnetic water treatment system. And I will say that with all the magnetic water treatment salesmen listening, if you can prove to me the Water Quality Association has independently tested your product and has given us verifiable results, I'll retract my statement. But this is a subject Romy and I have been studying for over 20 years.
And here's the biggest thing. Follow the money. Some of those salesmen will come back and tell you, well, this is just big corporate business, scared of it, and they're not accepting us to keep us away and under the rug. Okay, you're talking about major manufacturers, Kinetico, Eco, top of the line in the industry. They've got the money. You think they're going to walk away from an opportunity to sell a product if it really worked.
If it really worked.
They've got the money to make it better than the magnet companies are making it right now, but they're not because it's not what they do. It's not softening the water. No major corporation would walk away from an opportunity to enhance their product. If it worked, every major manufacturer would have a line that they would offer.
Good point.
So that's the biggest end kicker. Because we do get that all the time. That, oh, no, they're just scared of us. And they're, no. They've got the money. They would squash you.
Well, I may take Monday off so you can take all the calls. So you can take all the magnet water treatment phone calls.
They would come by your company in a heartbeat, and it would just be a blip on their budget sheet.
Yeah.
if it worked. So let's get to
I'm glad you called, Patty.
And Rosie, on RosieOnTheHouse.com, we have a great consumer water guide that will go into like 9 pages of depth on it. You can just type in water at RosieOnTheHouse.com, and you'll get right to it. Rosie's Water Consumer Guide. Al, next on the line, welcome to the program at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Rosie, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel better than I sound, Al.
I hear you. Just want to say, hope you're feeling better, get better, and you're a good man. You give me a lot of tips on I do building maintenance, and I've taken a lot of advice from you.
Well, we're in a very unique position of being recognized, and so as a source, so not only do we spend a lot of time researching, but we have a lot of people like you and in your industry that call us and feed us information as well. So we're very blessed that we have listeners that are willing to contribute their expertise to us, and then we just keep all the information in a central data system and share it with our Arizona homeowners. So that's what we try to do, Al.
You're a good man. You have a good show.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say get better and keep strong.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
They're doing everything they can. In PT, I feel like they cut my legs off yesterday and filled them with concrete. My calves and my quads and my hamstring. Oh, man. They're going to kill me before they make me better. But you can tell the difference every day, I'll tell you.
Well, and every season when we go back to when we get our snowpack and it's time to ski, you know, there's very little you can do to get your muscles ready for exactly how they're used when you're skiing, and same for water skiing. You know, so I imagine your day at PT is like taking 10 seasons off of skiing and going back and hitting the slopes for a whole day. You get to the end of the slope at the last day, at the last run, and the only thing you can move are your eyeballs without hurting.
Well, the first week of January, the farthest I could walk was a little less than a quarter of a mile with a walker. But Jennifer and I did a mile and a quarter yesterday? So every day
with no walker.
With no walkers. Every day's better. I appreciate the prayers. We're making progress.
I do like your goal that you'd mentioned to me.
Yeah. We're gonna try and do Tom's Thumb by Memorial Day. I gotta get up to 5 miles by the end of this month to be on track.
Just avoid the bees.
Yeah, right. Right. I won't be able to outrun them.
So we'll sneak one more call in here. Speaking of Coach Garcia earlier, I got that eyeball moving line from him. He always said that at the end of the tournament, the only thing you should be able to move without hurting your eyes. If you're not hurting, you weren't wrestling.
Yeah.
Let's bring CC in from Green Valley, Arizona. Listen on KGVY. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi. My name is CC. I live in Green Valley, I'm a widow, so I have to fix everything myself. I put my house on the market, and I brought in an electrician to kind of head off some things and a plumber for inspection. But I have a wobbly ceiling fan, and we put weights on it, but it's still wobbling. Do I need to take the whole thing down and start over again installing it?
Cece, let me give you a little secret about wobbly fans. Most of the time, it's because the mounting bracket or the screws holding the blades have vibrated loose. And if you'll just get up there with a Phillips head screwdriver and tighten everything you can see, even take the bonnet off the ceiling and let it drop down and resecure the bracket to the junction box mounted in the ceiling. That takes care. I've seen people spend hours taping quarters on the back of their blades and never able to fix the wobble. And I get in there with a Phillips head screwdriver, tighten everything up, and it fixes it. That especially is true with fans on a back patio outside. So try that before you try any more weights.
And you may have to take all those weights off.
Yes.
And to, because that fix now, all those weights may be throwing it off. But just to be safe, and if you've obviously spent a lot of time putting those weights on top of each fan blade, you could take a Sharpie and mark 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many blades there are, and mark the quarters you take off of it. So you know this fan blade had 2 quarters, this one had 1, this one had 3, and you're not starting all over from scratch again. So we appreciate the call. Real quick, our home maintenance how-to. This is something we've adopted here recently. It's something we started developing, a regular home maintenance, and it's really something pretty cool that we've been able to, if my computer would go where I tell it to bring to Arizona homeowners. So we're talking, and this is just to keep track of all the maintenance that happens day in and day out at our home that we just don't think about, that suddenly build up and you've got to 50 to-dos. Well, one to-do a week is a lot easier than 52 at the end of the year. But we're talking about maintaining and operating the garbage disposal. And you can put this, if you are a subscriber to our Rosie on the House Homezada app, you can schedule this in your calendar, and then you can synchronize that calendar to your phone, and it'll send you notifications and reminder. This weekend, do this. This weekend, do this. This weekend, do this. And it's got direct links to all the information on how to properly do it. But what you want to do with your garbage disposal first is just put a bunch of ice in it and turn it on. And that will sharpen up all the blades inside. And it's not a blade that, like if you've got a blender and those gnarly blades that, you know, you go on pulse and it chop up. But these are more just like blunt objects that there's no sharp edge on it. But it'll take your fingers right off the way it pulverizes. Spitting. And that crunched ice will also help clean all the interior components. They say, and I was thinking about this last night when I was reviewing it, they say when you're done running a garbage disposal, you should let water running for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Man, that's such a waste of water. Is it really worth it for what you're getting out of it?
Well, they say a couple things. Start the water and run it straight down the drain before you turn the disposal on. Then turn the disposal on until it quits making noise like it's grinding something up. And then let it run for another 30 seconds. That's only another gallon and a half of water. And yeah, it flushes everything out so it keeps things from building up and accumulating in there. The ice is a great trick. The other thing about garbage disposal is that little rubber gasket right there in the drain hole. That's called a splash guard. So when you do turn the disposal on, it doesn't come back and splash back up at you. And people complain about odors all the time. Well, you would probably throw up if you saw the gunk that was on the bottom of your splash guard. Every so often, get in there with a Brillo pad. Not one that you clean the dishes with. This is a sacrificial Brillo pad that you're going to get in there with some Dawn and clean the underside of the splash guard.
It's the Brillo pad we use to clean our chicken eggs with when we bring them in from the coop.
Yeah, and then the Brillo pad goes in the trash. It could be really nasty, the underside of that splash guard.
You can pour a cup of cooking oil in with your ice cubes to help kind of get everything lubed up. And one thing to be aware of, if it ever gets if you ever turn it on and it doesn't turn on, don't assume that it's broken. It may just have something jammed that's stuck, and you can get an Allen wrench and go to the very bottom of the garbage disposal, put the Allen wrench in, and hand force turn it, and a lot of times that'll break it loose, and it's there for exactly that, for the part something gets jammed and makes it stuck. the motor is only so strong, and sometimes it can jam something in it. And we've done that a few times, thinking, oh, the garbage disposal is dead. Well, let's just try and do the manual brake and do that. It spins. You turn it back on. It's still spinning.
And while you're under there with the Allen wrench cranking it, look for the little red reset button.
And that one, too.
You might push that while you're down there.